Well, it was stripped of all the decoration we did just a couple weeks ago. The sign that states when he died, when he was killed, etc., was on the post as well as on, you know, zip tied on. And
right onto the frame.
Right onto the frame. And we had flowers and we had, you know, fake flowers and rainbow flag, which was on here. It was gone. Everything was gone. So I checked the trash and it was all in the trash. So I pulled some of it out of the trash and I talked to the vendors here to see if they had seen anything. And it's really disappointing. You know, like this is a place where someone got killed, and that's what these bikes stand for, to remind us, you know, of the fact that a lot of people really don't care. It wouldn't be that hard for people to like have a little bit of respect for us, I think. Yeah, bikers do some crazy stuff, I agree. You know, and I get angry at that too. I mean, I try to go up the lanes and not against the traffic. You know, a lot of people don't do that. But I think we as people, you know, bicyclists, need to respect the rules, et cetera, too. And then hopefully the people who are drivers and pedestrians respect us, that we have a place on the road.
Do ghost bikes ever make you feel sort of superstitious or spooked?
No. They're helpful in the fact that you know you have to be on guard every second when you're in this kind of traffic, you know. You can't think about anything else. You really have to think about getting where you're going to go and anticipating what the drivers and pedestrians are going to be doing, you know. I've also sort of changed how I do things. Like, for example, there's this Con Ed truck. He's parked to the right of the bike lane, which is where he's supposed to be. But I would never, especially if he was close to the corner, I would never ride in the bike lane at that point. Because people on the cars on the other side don't see you once you get up there. So if they're turning, you're a goner. So I get out in the traffic. Sometimes it's safer not to be in the bike lane, you know. But you have to learn that. And you just have to go with your instinct, I think.
There's that saying, if you can't take the lane, take the train.
No, I won't take the train. I hate the train.
You know, when you see old graveyards, they're covered over. And it's not imaginable, really, for the people who are burying a new person that the graveyard would ever be covered over, or that the roadside cross where the car went off the road would ever just fade away. And yet, they do.
There may be a time when, yeah, this bike doesn't need to be here anymore. I mean, yeah, that's a fact. I mean, things evolve, like you said, and that can be good. And maybe, you know, maybe this will be wider and we'll have a really good bike path here and this won't have to be here, you know. And maybe, you know, people will be, you know, won't get killed on bikes anymore. And that'd be good, you know, and then maybe we don't need this symbol.